Hello, Podlers. Coming up, I've decided to do my own jingles. You know, it goes da-da-da-da-da-da. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:28 is the time. Once again, welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where this hour on your Monday morning, I want to know, do we find you in a good mood or a bad mood? Come join in at 8, 12, 15. Stephen is the first text through the door who says, I'm in a good mood, Dave. I saw Glenn at Comedia in Brighton and gives you a 5-star review, Glenn.
Oh, great. My parents were in that night. They gave me 3.
How does it feel when your parents are at one of your gigs?
It's so nerve-wracking. It's so nerve-wracking. I always ask them to say, sit as far back as you possibly can so I can't see you.
Can you identify your parents' laugh amongst others?
I don't know what their laughter sounds like, Dave.
I set them up, you knock them
down.
No,
they're really good. They're really good audience members.
Oh, that's nice. Do they hang around in the bar afterwards?
Oh, yeah, they do.
They feel very
proud. Yeah, yeah. They always go up and go, can we have a picture, please? And I'm like, we've got plenty. There's loads of me as a baby. Those are rare items.
Could you put your school uniform on so we can recreate that lovely picture we did that time. Keep them coming. Stephen is in a good mood. We're grateful for his text. The number is 8 12 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The time is now 6:35. It's your Monday morning. So the weekend has just been, whether you were working or whether you were with the family, whether you were out getting bang on it. I want to know whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood right now, because it's well early. The number to join in is once again 8 12 15. Simon in Wolverhampton says he's in a very bad mood after Wolves lost 4-0 yesterday to Leicester. That'll do it for you, Simon, yeah. Andrew in Kingston is in a very good mood because Nottingham Forest beat Liverpool 1-0. Glenn's obviously bringing us all this in the sport. I text Matt Dyson as soon as I saw the results.
Yes, of course, massive.
And he is in a very good mood because not only did Nottingham Forest beat Liverpool, but also he watched it come in on his phone in an Indian restaurant in Corfu.
So, oh, my God.
He's the happiest hirsute human being on planet Earth right now, and I couldn't be happier for him. Hilary in Bedlington says, Dave, I'm in a bad mood. I have returned to work after a week off. I want to be crafting, not grafting. Now, Hilary, thank you for that. It's not the first person who has texted that into this breakfast show.
Crafting, not grafting?
Yes.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Well, I think you must have been off, because I swear I was going to make the same line about, I hope Hobbycraft have got that as their tagline, and I realised I've said that twice before. So, A, I'm becoming repetitive already.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And B, is that actually a tagline for something that we're unaware of? Because we're not big in the bead world, so I don't know what's going on when it comes to
some
crafting.
Of our big sponsors or something?
Oh,
we don't really.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, don't be house proud, be, oh, no, I've got it the wrong way around. So
don't cross the street.
Isn't it? Oh. I was in a really good mood because I spent some time yesterday sorting out my belongings, sorting out the wardrobe, under the bed, all those places that go neglected and it needed ticking off. And Sarah, Jane and Evie were away, so I thought this is the perfect opportunity to do it. So I went through it all and I ended up finding things I haven't seen in many years, including a hat that I purchased in 2017, whilst on a road trip across half of America. We drove from Dallas to Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And on the way, we found this little outpost in the middle of the desert, and they were selling these kind of, I suppose, they're cowboy hats. And caught up in the whole American dream, I bought one.
Yeah.
So I decided to kind of pose with it on my Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta. And I said, can I ever wear this out? And some of the comments put me in a great mood. They were so kind. Somebody even likened me to Indiana Jones. And to look like Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones era, is a boyhood dream come true.
Yeah.
But then I went swerving over into bad mood when one comment underneath said, and this was from Rufus42, no, 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 you look like George Galloway after he's been using a Peloton subscription gift card. Oh. Oh. Social
so
media. It's a very specific hat, but Rufus 42, my goodness. So I'm still trying to pick myself up after that comment on Instagram.
It's so difficult to contain that many multitudes in one hat, to be able to go for it, like, that some people can perceive you as Indiana Jones or George Galloway. Yeah. What a weird combination that is.
And why not bring them together this spring, summer on the big screen? So good mood, bad mood, come join in. Once again, that number, 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's Monday morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does every Monday morning my weekly opportunity just to check in with you and see what kind of mood you're in, good or bad. Kelly in Kent says, morning, Dave and the team. Bad mood. Currently working on my own after my colleague quit last week. Just as things get really busy at work. But good mood, adds Kelly. My 10-year-old son is currently rehearsing to play Romeo in a modern take on Romeo and Juliet and has just been cast in a local production of School of Rock. Super proud. Mm. This is the Proud Parent edition of Good Mood, Bad Mood. First yours, Glenn, and now
yes,
Kelly.
Of course, yeah,
lovely,
yeah.
Isn't it? Very nice. Glenn's also just been cast in a local production of School of Rock as well. Bit of breaking news for you there.
Yeah, and also for a bit of balance, I'm ashamed of my baby. So there's just a, it's not all Proud Parents.
He has literally done nothing yet. It'll come. And now, well, we have this. Morning, Dave and the team. I'm in a bad mood. I walked to the train station to catch the last train, only to find it had been cancelled. Thanks, Southwest Trains. A 1 hour wait time for the next train, so I walked back home. The dogs were excited that I was home so early and barked with happiness, which woke up my wife. And now she's in a bad mood with me.
Oh.
And that's from Mark in Chertsey, who's currently stood on the platform at Chertsey train station alone. In the rain.
I can't think of any.
Can you pick? Can you pick it?
No,
no. Can you pick this back up?
Some days it's just a Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, Emma. Can you pick this back up for us? Or
oh, I was going to do a proud parent thing, but I just kind of ruined
no,
my vibe.
No,
there.
No.
Yeah, and it's really put a damper on our good moods, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
I was, you know, because I had the whole, you know, Indiana Jones thing going on for a bit, Mark. But maybe I am just. Galloway.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. The time is 12 minutes past seven. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. We're coming up in about 20 minutes' time. The return of five words, five grand for a brand new week. Will today be the day we give away the cash? Well, of course, all will be revealed. In the meantime, well, we have your social ammunition with Emma and Glenn. Emma, I'm going to start with you today. What's going on out there that's tickled your pickle?
Okay, Dave, we start with random celebrity sightings at sporting events.
Hey!
And this is Apple CEO Tim Cook making an unexpected appearance at the US Grand Prix in Austin in Texas yesterday. You could have worn your hat there, actually, Dave.
Josh Galloway, would you like to come forward and wave the flag?
But he's been ridiculed for waving the flag in a really slow manner.
He's added his own drama to it, hasn't he? That's what he's decided to do. He's used his own iPhone-style filter to slow everything down.
I don't know much about Formula One, but I think you're supposed to wave the flag quite quickly.
Yeah, well, you're meant to wave it
like you're seeing people off on a ship in the 1920s.
Yeah. But he's, yeah, so someone... and he's even going like, no.
Maybe he's doing it to make the drivers feel like they're going really quickly.
Yes, it's all about perspective. Somebody joked that, I mean, obviously one of the richest men in the world, somebody joked that he was charging $1,000 per second for his appearance. Why it was taking so long.
We will share that with you on the socials at Absolute Radio. Go check it out for yourselves. Glenn, you're up now. What we got?
Yeah, well, there's a quiz. The Telegraph have done a quiz of what kind of airport dad you are. They're kind of working out what kind of airport dad. They've decided specifically, it's more often than not a male trait of people obsessive airport behaviour.
Okay.
So they're asking questions like, for instance, you have a flight at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I always recommend you get there 2 hours beforehand. Do you get there at 9 a.m. or do you get there at 7 a.m? What would you say?
Well, I'm the kind of airport dad who lies about having a job to do and therefore flies out 2 days after his wife and child.
I'm asking the wrong person. I'm asking one of the most mysterious individuals we've ever met.
I'm going to have to change my own voice.
Well, I know.
If the flight's at 11, I get there at 9, yeah.
Same here. But obviously, like I experienced it with my own parents that my dad would get us there, like I'd say, probably about maybe 3, maybe 4 hours earlier than we needed to.
Yeah.
Maybe
and then
you really. It's a certain generation.
It's a generational thing.
It's the bum bag generation.
We missed a flight once in our life, and my dad now wants to get there like 12 hours before
the flight. Yeah.
It's a specific thing for airport dads, like that when even in terms of queuing up for the security check, assigning individual family members to different queues so that you all get through at the same time.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing. I mean, I'm bad at airports anyway, because I once I'd visited a friend of mine in Dublin and I was flying back home, and I got to the airport really, really early, and it was I was like, oh, Dublin Airport isn't as exciting as I thought it might be. There was a McDonald's and literally nothing else.
Right, okay.
And I was just sat in this McDonald's for ages, and I was like, well, my flight's in about... It says the flight's boarding now, so I'll probably get up. And I realised I hadn't gone through security. And the reason I thought Dublin Airport was rubbish, because I was sat in the lobby. I'd been in the foyer for like 2 hours and had to like rush through security. It was like Home Alone. That was really, really bad.
So you're still sat in the taxi that brought you here to drop you off.
And finally, on your social ammo, the BBC News have cruelly captioned someone. They were interviewing someone who works for a drinks company called Clearly. And so the caption they used at the bottom of the news ticker was, Claire Connolly, Chief Financial Officer, Clearly Drinks. That's your social ammo action. Get out of my sight.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time now, as promised, for your out shouts.
Slipping and sliding.
Now, I may have played the reveal.
I thought this was a really weird bed to play.
It's so Monday, isn't it? What a Monday thing to do.
Is it Brown Eyed Girl?
Oh, no. Who do a live radio show? Okay, so to earn your shout-out, you've got to tell me where these lyrics are from. I'm going to read them out, but they're backwards, hence out-shout instead of shout-out. Now, we play this song on Absolute Radio and on Absolute Radio.
Shall I find the lyrics to a different song really quickly
and
read it backwards? We're sticking with this.
When you're going through hell, keep going, Glenn. I've said that one too many times on this show. So here we go. Ta-di, la-la, la-la-la-la-sha. Sing to use when we remember you do. Girl, I'd brown you. He was going to be given away anyway. Come on! You with waterfall with you, sliding and slipping. Now, if you can work out which song that is, you can earn your shout-out. The number is 81215. And just in case you're struggling...
Slipping and sliding.
It's this one.
All along the waterfall with you.
I'm glad that there's no way of me making this same mistake with Five Words, Five Grand, which is literally coming up in 8 minutes' time. 8, 12, 15, your name, where you are, what you're up to, it's your out shouts on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint was £16, now £13.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
It's your out shouts on your Monday morning. Oh, that's what I was looking for, Missy Elliott. So popular on both Absolute Radio and Absolute Radio 60s. I had some lyrics only backwards. You had to decipher which song they were from to get your shout out. We had ta, a da ti, la la la, ta di da la sha. Sing we used to when remember you do. Girl, I'd brown you. With you, waterfall with you, sliding and slipping. Well, we've had quite the response to this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, including Mark, who's on the train, saying he just burst out laughing at my little mishap. Paul in Watford saying, pretty confident about this one. Is it Enter Sandman by Metallica? also, producer Scarlett, whose first words were, that was amazing, I'm going to make that a video and put it online.
Good,
thank you for that, producer Scarlett. And the correct answers, guessing that it was Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison. Scott from Huddersfield getting ready for work. Keely in Billericay having a less Monday than you are, Dave. Steve the Birkin Butcher, who's trying to get his head round turkeys. Laura in Swindon celebrating finding her wedding dress this weekend. what happened, Laura? Did you take it off and discard it and then went back to the hard shoulder to grab it? Oh, you mean for your upcoming wedding? Congratulations. Linda from Cambridge, still in shock at the twist at the end of last night's Doctor Who. No plot spoilers here, but it was a big one. And Helena in Milton Keynes, absolutely loving this morning, as this is the first out shout that she's ever been able to guess correctly. Well done, everybody.
Six out- people got it right. What? Six?
The clue was in the setup, ladies and gentlemen. And the outshouts in its original format will return tomorrow morning to The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
So here we go again.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Playing this morning on line one is Andrew. Good morning, Andrew.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Andrew, lovely having you on the show. Andrew listens on Absolute Radio, sometimes dabbles with a bit of Absolute 80s. That's how he likes to roll, and we respect that, Andrew. Now, we were talking during the last song. You work in insurance.
Yep.
What's the most valuable thing that your company insures, Andrew?
Well, not thing, but one of our clients has stock of almost $1 billion. And another one has a crypto coin in a bank, so it's just basically a gold coin. I probably shouldn't say too much, but
and he keeps it at his house, which is number 18. Yeah, so
it's got
carry
a crypto key on it, basically. So that's, although the coin is gold and it's valuable, the gold coin's valuable, the crypto key makes it even more valuable.
So regular listeners will know what's
over $20 million. Put it that way,
$20 million. Regular listeners will know what's happened here. Is during the last song, I said, you know, who would you like to play with? And Andrew said Matt Dyson, and I said Matt Dyson's on holiday. And then we started talking about NFTs and cryptocurrency,
of course,
because that's what he does. So that's why we ended up here with the £20 million gold coin.
Of course, Matt used to talk loads about NFTs and then abruptly just stopped one day.
I just don't understand it, the NFT
stuff. No one really does, Andrew. All right, let's get on to safer ground, shall we, and talk about things we do understand. We know you want to be paired with Matt, but he's on holiday. Did you match five words with Matt in the past? Is that what happened? Is that what's driven you to this decision?
Yeah, I think that this time last year when Matt got the five words, and someone won it, and I had those five words as well.
Okay, well, let's spin the random player generator and see who you've got.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore. Glenn Moore.
The Method Man Glenn Moore is in play.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Good luck.
Glenn Moore is leaving the studio. So that means, Andrew, that shortly I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll then give Glenn Moore the same five words. If all five match, you're going to win £5,000 cash, which is just lovely. Okay, here we go. Your first word this morning is light, L-I-G-H-T.
Dark.
Yeah.
Very good. D-A-N-C-E, dance.
Sure.
Nice.
House.
Housework.
The penultimate word this morning, Andrew, is book.
Bookmark.
This is a good set of words so far. Mm. And completing the set is street. S-T-R-E-E-T. Street.
Road.
Okay, Andrew.
Don't like that last one.
No, the last one is probably the one that's the most off. Emma, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would have gone streetlight, probably.
Streetlight, street name, street sign, yeah. Mm. But, you know, stranger things have happened on Five Words, £5,000. And the first four words, well, they're a remarkable set, Andrew.
Yeah,
so
really good.
Stay right there. Glenn Moore is back in play next.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Clear away your garden clutter this autumn with an 80-litre incinerator. Was £28, now £20.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Glenn is back in the studio. Andrew is on line one. The five words have been jotted down. A good set today, Andrew, so well done on that. But let's see if it's good enough to win you the cash, shall we? Here we go. Glenn.
Yes.
First word that comes to mind when I say light.
Dark.
Correct. Yes. Andrew, that's one down.
Okay.
Dance.
Oh, dance off.
Oh, no! We had dance floor.
Dance floor.
Sorry, Andrew, you've not won the money this morning. As I say, it's a good set. Let's go through them, shall we? What have you got for house?
Proud.
Work. Oh. Book.
Mark.
Correct.
Yes.
Street.
Light.
Road. Yes, oh, Emma said street light as well. Unlucky, Andrew. Nice talking to you about your job and nice having you tuned into the show. But of course, this does mean the money is still available on Five Words, £5,000. If you would like to play tomorrow morning, call us right now on 0330 123 1215.
Five Words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
10 minutes past eight on your Monday morning. Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, home of... Yes, that's right. We have been assembling a brand new musical act. It is made up of parents who used to be in bands. And at the end of last week, the band of Mum and Dad assembled. And they came here to Absolute Radio to record a professional session of the song you wanted to hear them do, which was Sex on Fire by the Kings of Leon. And we finally got to meet in person Phil on drums and Darren on bass and Paul on rhythm guitar and Frieda on keys and Wayne on lead guitar and Vanessa on vocals. I've been privy to their performance. There was rehearsals on Thursday. The performance day was on Friday. And I can tell you, it is incredible. And I have frankly been moved by all of your response out there to the stuff we've put across the socials, which I suggest you go and check out. And also just by how happy the band were with being here and how that they felt meeting each other and making music again. It was our kind of mission statement when we set out to do this, and we've delivered, and it was so nice to see the little smiles on their faces. But then it became about the rock and roll, and they sounded great. And tomorrow on this very breakfast show at 8 a.m. sharp, the song is getting its world premiere, and you'll also be able to watch the video that we've shot on the socials as well. But now I'm going to bring you a little flavour of what's happening. So to start with, as you know, the band over-delivered. We spoke to the band about this towards the tail end of last week, and one of the things they did was, well, you know, a little peek behind the curtain, the sonic identity of Absolute Radio and this breakfast show. So we said, can you play? And the Hypebeast Womble producer, Mark, who's always very brave and bold, he went straight up to the band and Mum and Dad and went, you know, it goes da-da-da, da-da-da! and that was when guitarist Wayne picked up the death machine that is his guitar and did this for us. Yeah, so Mark went, you know, da-na-na, na-na-na, and then Wayne picked up and he went, it's C-sus-4, guys. Whatever that means. Yeah. But now I've played it again, Glenn, you can hear it is C-sus-4, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm hearing that now, yeah. I didn't believe him at first.
No. Emma, are you getting that, or did you think it was D-sus-5?
What? I actually already knew it was C-sus-4.
Of course you did. Okay. Mm. So then the time came to getting down to recording Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon. As I say, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m, it's getting its world premiere in full. But I have a little flavour for us all to enjoy. And I am so excited to be sharing this with you right now. This is the band of Mum and Dad. That's your lot. They're good, aren't they?
Really good.
They're so good, and we teased this on Friday, and I didn't know they were going to do this. I didn't ask them to, but not only did they record Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon, but they also recorded another one of the songs that you put into the final five for our consideration. And as I say, all will be revealed exclusively on The Breakfast Show tomorrow morning from 8.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, 9 playlists on the main station. A real touching ditty, An Ode to Halloween by Muse. You make me feel like it's Halloween. Now, if you're just joining us, well, moments ago, I played a little snippet of the band of Mum and Dad performing Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. There will be the full version for your delectation available tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. It will be getting its world premiere, plus a few added little extras that we know you're going to love. And keeping it on the parenting theme, so many right now are... I'm going to use the word engulfed in half term, which means it's peak season for kids bringing stuff home that you have to pretend that you like and you have to display in your house. I mean, I can't even see kitchen cupboards anymore with the amount of stuff we've got of Evie's just pinned up there. And a lot of it, I'm just going to look around in case you can hear me. Isn't that good?
She's standing right behind you.
I honestly... darling! Dad, you know Daddy loves you! I shouldn't have given her a swipe card to the building. Yeah. I bought something back from preschool the other day of Evie's, and it was it weighed probably about the same as she did, and that was just the glue that she'd used. It was an A4 piece of paper with just about 8 layers of glue and then just some stuff thrown on top of it.
Like what, dry pasta or...?
Of course, dry pasta. So I want to know, what is your child bringing home? What have they brought home? Are you a parent displaying a... I don't know, a 6-foot dried macaroni object in the kitchen. Are you the teacher who's having that big clear out? I bet that feels good if you're a teacher and you get to just clear out all drawers and say, here you go, little one, take it home. Mummy and daddy are going to love it. Do you remember bringing home, I don't want to say tat, but do you remember bringing home some tat when you were a child? I remember I made a spice rack.
Wow.
Yeah, only Emma Bunton would sit on it. None of the others. No, I made a spice rack that my mum, bless her, she put it in the kitchen for some time.
That's nice.
It was nice, but then it kind of mysteriously disappeared, you know, with the paprika just sliding off it every 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's an overwhelming experience to say to a child, can you make something to store all of our glass jars?
So whatever it may be, it is that time of the year. Come and join in at 8, 12, 15. Now, we put this on our Facebook page a little earlier. And Sarah Milton Keynes, she's hit the nail on the head for me. And it just says, Dave, glitter. Why is everything covered in glitter?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Maintain your garden this autumn and keep it looking clear with Wix bark chippings. Was £11, now just £7.50.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud. With Wix.
It's your Monday morning, and with half-term engulfing so many of us, I wanted to spend a little bit of the show this morning discussing the things that your kids are bringing home. Which, of course, is super cute and lovely and all that stuff, but, well, you know. 8, 12, 15. Terry's got in touch. She says, Dave, my 6-year-old has brought home a fully functioning birdhouse. We don't have a garden. So he's made me attach it to the side of our top floor flat. It looks like a wonky postbox, Bessie. That's from Terry. That's the kind of thing that we're after. Keep them coming. Michael says, morning, Dave. Our daughter made us a beautiful bowl out of clay, which she is now insisting I eat every single meal out of. But as you can imagine, it's not been treated. So everything I eat now tastes very... earthy. That's from Michael. The number 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
With half term enveloping many of us, it is time to spend some of the show asking, what are the little kids bringing home? What stuff have they been working on all term, and now it's your responsibility? That's what I'd like to know. Phil in Tiverton's got the idea. He says, morning, Dave and the team. My son once came home with a rock with googly eyes on it, and he described it to us as a shelf decoration. It's still on our mantelpiece. I sometimes look at it and I wonder how much time he dedicated to creating such a masterpiece. Joining us right now on line one is Tristan. Good morning, Tristan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
Tristan,
hello.
Welcome to the show. So you teach Forest School in North London, and obviously a big part of that is the kids getting dirty and getting down to nature and digging for treasure. And they must be so proud of what they find when they take it home. What kind of things are they taking home from Forest School, Tristan?
So we get anything from bits of glass to bits of china, but their favourite thing at the moment seems to be crisp bags. And they're trying to ID the crisp bags.
What you mean? Are these? They're not current brands of crisps. So these have been buried, you know, in the forest for many years. So these are like, we're talking Golden Wonder territory here,
yeah,
aren't we, Tristan?
Yeah, yeah. So that's like a real gold find. They get really excited.
Look, Mummy, I believe it's called a Tab Clear. Do you remember this? Okay, so will you just let them take this stuff home, Tristan? Is there any vetting process? Is it like, oh, you've got a load of broken china and rusted metal there? Go for it, little Jimmy. Show it to the fam.
Yeah, you sort of try your best to sort of try and say to them it's a communal find, so everyone needs to take it, but obviously they've got a lot of pockets, so they slide things in anyway.
Kids today, I got a lot of pockets. Tristan, lovely having you on the show. Keep them coming, 8, 12, 15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 8.50 on your Monday morning. You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Now, for many listening right now, we are engulfed in half term, which means it's peak season for bringing all that stuff your kids have been working on home. Some of it's great, some of it you will keep forever as a reminder of your little genii. Other stuff, well, you know. Harry in Sheffield says, Dave, my son brought something home before half term, and I'm ashamed to say that I still have no idea what it is. It's just a clay thing. He handed it to me and I just had to keep saying, that's lovely. What a really kind thing to make for Mummy. No idea what it is, says Harry.
It could be like morph.
Hence the background music. Yeah. Adam. Now listen to this, everybody. Don't do as Adam has done. Dave, I got caught dumping the kids' artwork in the commercial bin in the nursery car park by a couple of disapproving mums. Adam concludes his message to the studio with, awkward! I mean, Adam, like, not the bin in the nursery car park.
At least wait until you get home.
Yeah, I think walk down the road and deposit little bits in every bin, like in The Godfather Part 2.
It's the only way to, or hide it behind the cistern of the loo.
Oh, no.
You've got to put it anywhere, but in the commercial bin in the nursery car park. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, everybody, for sharing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning, and you are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where from time to time, this is the spot for Matt Dyson's social ammunition.
Extra, extra, extra.
Now, Matt is inexplicably still on holiday, but he's messaged me saying, Dave, there's brand new Josh Pugh. You have to play it to the people. So at his behest, here it is. And Josh, one of our favourite comedians of the moment and a star of the social ammunition, has done a Halloween special. And what we've got here is someone at a scare fest who's pretending not to be scared.
Came to one of these last year. Bloke ran at me with a chainsaw, didn't even flinch. Yeah, they're all actors, like, is that you there? Hold my hand so I know where you are, because I don't want you to wander off. I don't want you to get... Something just brushed against you there. Something... did you feel that? It's dark, isn't it? Very dark. Like, I get it's got to be dark, but it's... It doesn't feel like someone could fall over. Put the light on your phone, babe. Put your torch on. It's, seriously, whoa, that is close. I'm sorry, that is... See how close that was? Can they get that close to you? Mate, seriously, back off. No, stop it. That is, back off, seriously. Because I'm not panicking. I'm enjoying it. This wasn't this dark last year. It wasn't. I think this is a health... For me, this is a health and safety. I don't think they should... They've got to look at this because someone's going to get hurt, I think. I will lash out if anyone else gets close to it. I'm sorry, I'm not... I'm enjoying it, but I just want him to go into an abandoned warehouse, would I? It's not realistic, is it? I can't enjoy it because it's not a realistic situation. Should we leave this one? Should we go and get a hot chocolate or something?
Oh, absolutely loving the Halloween special by our friend Josh Pugh. We'll post that for you on the Absolute Radio socials and you'll be talking about it later. And Matt via Spain has saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And just like that, it is time once again to bid you farewell and, of course, thank you for tuning into this morning's show. Now, we leave you to embark on your brand new working week with a brand new edition of the Daily Podcast, available wherever you do your pod dealings. But what shall it be named? The podcast naming bell was rung on 5 separate occasions. In the absence of Matt Dyson, Glenn, you've stepped up to the plate for us today.
Yes.
So we've got We Are Not Big in the Bead World.
Yeah.
We've got Looking Like George Galloway with a Peloton subscription gift card.
Very strong.
For a bit of balance, I'm ashamed of my baby. I think you said that. Only Emma Bunton would sit on it. Kids today have a lot of pockets. There we go.
All right. I think my girlfriend would be a bit upset if I went for the baby one.
Oh, I'm going to say Emma Bunton.
I think you're either or.
Yeah, either baby.
I think it's so intriguing, looking like George Galloway with a Peloton subscription gift card. It has to be that. It has to be.
A scathing critique of me modelling a hat I once bought on my Instagram, by the way, for reference. Thank you, Glenn, and thank you all for tuning in. Up next, details on how you could be winning £75,000 this coming Friday. We'll be back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.